When we talk about the gospel, I, of course, like some of you, I just always fondly remember Brother Howard. You know, there are actually a tape or something. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. You can find him. It's a testimony that the only testimony he gave on that is videoed. Sorry, the quality is quite poor in those days, which was done not long before he passed away. And in as one of the training classes in FTTA, and I am so thankful that we capture at least that testimony by him, which mainly is a testimony on the gospel, using his own experience with his family, which are a Buddhistic, Japanese Buddhistic family in Hawaii. How one by one his family all got saved, including his mother. It is so touching. He gave detailed accounts of that, and they all eventually were brought to the Lord and even to the church life. And he is certainly an evangelist, but I have seen him too many times in action, not as a preaching evangelist, but as just someone one-on-one. That actually is his forte, one-on-one, not so much this kind of preaching, the one-on-one. Once you are, you know, you are on his radar screen, you're done, you know. But it does not mean it's easier for him than for us. It was not. He had to labor, and I've seen him weep. I've seen him weep for the believer. And sometimes even as he was talking to the stubborn sinner, some of them, you know, big guys than him, and, you know, not easy to be subdued. And he would have to just, with boldness and with a heart of love, subdue them with the word. He just loved to open the Bible. He doesn't just speak like this. He said, okay, let's open. And he gives them the Bible. You read it. Always, you read it. Now, what does it say? Say it, read it. Commanding this poor guy, you know, this. How many of them, one by one, got saved? And he does not just stop in saving them. He nurtured them and raised them up. But today, we still have many brothers who were brought in by him, by Brother Howard. So, anyway, just another resource for you to get into. All right, now we continue, actually, on the same line, but it's with a different title. This lesson 60, the elders visiting people regularly and feeding the new believers. Now we're coming to not just saving people, not just begetting, but feeding or nourishing the people by regular visitation. I want you to, again, underline visiting. Underline regularly. That's probably the most key word, regularly. And, of course, finally, feeding. One, the unique need for practicing the God-ordained way is visiting people regularly. Now, you should underline this three times. We all ask, what is the secret to the God-ordained way? How do we practice the God-ordained way? I'm going to give you in one sentence. One sentence. Visit people regularly. Or contact people regularly. Better the word visit. Contact may mean phone, may mean this. But visit is always physical and personal and direct. A, for gospel preaching, for feeding the lambs, and for perfecting the saints, the first three steps of the God-ordained way, the very unique need underlined is to visit people. Oh, may all the saints be people visiting saints. All the elders be people visiting elders. We don't have to worry about increase. One, to visit people is to go to them and stay with them for a while. You have to speak with them face to face. You see all these things underlined, face to face. Stay with them. Go to them. The biblical way for us to gain people is to visit them, to spend time with them face to face. The Lord Jesus did that. If God did that, what are we to do? The apostles did that. Paul, he said, for 3 years I was with you in Ephesus, and I would what? I was in your homes with you, with tears. Visiting changes the dynamics. Visiting opens hearts. Visitation softens people. Visiting changes situations. It's just how it works. If your heart is there, nothing will stop you. Nothing. Even the moon won't stop you. But if you have other priorities, the smallest thing is the best excuse. Why are we not visiting people? Because they're not priority. Let's all be honest, okay? Let's not say it's this, that. It's not priority. That person, those saints, that unbeliever is not yet your priority. And that's why you don't contact them. The Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth, you say, well, he did a lot of preaching, teaching, healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead. Yes, he did that. But his primary job was he was daily contacting some people, including some religionists. He still contacted them. This is God. God was knocking on doors, if you will, when he came to this earth. In fact, his coming to the earth to visit man is his knocking on the doors of mankind. If you were to visit someone every week for 10 minutes, you could surely gain that person in a year. I love this. 10 minutes, very easy to do. You know, like my high-intensity exercise, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, very easy to do. But when I think 10 minutes of exercise, I don't want to do it. 10 minutes with a person a week, that's all. But regularly, you will see the results of that 10 minutes. And of course, we hopefully won't do more than that. But Brother Lee's making a point. We talk about gaining people. Most of the time, we're dreaming to gain people. You want to gain people? Start visiting. Just pick up someone and start visiting. Of course, you have to have a heart to visit them. B, the elders have to contact people. Try to select three persons of your choice. Brother Lee is even allowing us to select. My goodness. And go to them once a week. Do not put them together to have a small meeting. You may visit the first one on Monday, second one on Wednesday, third one on Saturday, and go to them separately. You know, brothers, some of us would visit people. When we go visit them, come to the meeting. Come back to the meeting. No. Visitation is not to get people to come to the meeting. Visitation is you going to them repeatedly without asking for anything, without expecting anything of them. You just care. You just love. And you just want to minister Christ. Some people know, oh, he's coming. I know what he wants. He wants me to go back to the meeting. Or he wants something from me. And this is a person in no condition. That's why he needs your visit. But we won't do this patient work. We expect a dreamy, quick result. That's why the church life is the way it is. Two, just go to visit them and see them one by one every week. Spend 10 minutes with each of them, these three people that you have chosen. You do not need to speak too much. Try to do this for half a year. Don't give up so quickly. In 1 week, nothing happened. Even 1 month or 2 months, nothing happens. You don't stop. A lot of our work in effectiveness is due to lack of patience, not lack of skills. Lack of patience. Nothing tries our patience like contacting people. Nothing tests our endurance like contacting people, much like raising a child. It just tests and strains and stretches the endurance of the mother to no end. To no end. Even no time for you to take a break. And he starts crying. Well, you want a baby or not? Do you have a heart, I should say, to gain a baby or not? That's the issue. The elder should endeavor to have morning revival with other brothers, meaning these the ones under their care. You should save your time. So clearly, we're here talking not just about unsaved, but the saints, the needy, and the brothers and sisters. You should save your time by arranging to have a 10-minute morning revival with each one of them. The telephone may be used for this purpose. Many saints I know are practicing that very, very successfully. I know a brother, a couple in Irvine, for years. They got people saved from UCI, from China. You know, from China. They all went back. And they, for years, probably until today, they have daily morning revival by Skype with them in different cities. So their Skype probably is here, and evening Skype, evening revival for them in China is morning revival. And by this way, they keep shepherding them. Why would you do this? I mean, I have a lot of other things to do, you know. Why would they do this? Because they have a heart. Because those are their babies. One person can be scheduled at 6:15 a.m., the next person 6:30 a.m., the next person 6:45. Within 1 hour, you can contact three persons in the morning. I heard this, many stories. I have not done this, by the way. I confess, I have not done this. But I've seen others done this, and I see the heart, I see the result. You know, a lot of these ones eventually just treat these couple, their father and mother. They really are their mom and dad. You could contact the same three persons every morning to pray, read with them, fellowship with them, and enjoy Christ with them in a very brief way. Within 3 months, each person can be contacted at least 80 times. Cumulative. Brothers, think cumulative. Don't think instant. Think constant. Don't think one shot. Think cumulative. Again, the American culture of instant gratification is just ruining us in this respect as well, in our caring for people. After 3 months of this kind of consistent contact, these ones can be gained for the Lord's interest. We're here to gain people solidly in a permanent way, and there's no way around it except patient care over long periods of time. 5, when we endeavor to have morning watch with other brothers, we should ask them what time will be convenient for them and try to fit it into their schedule. You know, one most important thing in caring for people is called flexibility on your part. You don't ask people to fit your schedule and your moods. You fit their schedule and you fit their mood. So, Brother Lee said, we all have to become like paste. We can fit into any kind of surfaces, flat, round, undulating. We just fit it because we are paste. If you are not this way, you cannot gain people. You just cannot gain people. You're like a steel ball. You don't fit into anything. Everyone rather has to fit you. Terrible. D, after many years of study, I can tell you that it is not necessary to go to knock on many doors in our labor for the gospel. We should practice selecting and taking care of 3 people. See it, Brother Lee, I love 2s and 3s, right? We should go to see each one of them at least once a week. A lot of these things are pulled out from the elders' training. Here we have, in this instance, book 11. Don't do too much. You don't have the time nor the energy or the bandwidth or the capacity to take care of 30 people. Or if you try to do, your quality of your work will degrade. You take care of just 2 or 3 in a quality way. Quality care. It's more important. We do not need to talk too much, and we should not be hurried to baptize them. Mainly, here's an unsaved. Mainly, we need to go to visit them again and again, week by week. When we visit them, we should not speak too much of the truth to them, nor should we try to gain them in a quick way. We just need to go to them continually. Eventually, the slow way is the quickest way. The tortoise and the hare applies here again. The slow way to care for people is the quick way to retain people. And also another point to learn here, and not to be wordy and talkative. Taking over the conversation, that is always a no-no. I don't mean you sit there and stare at him. You know what we're talking about. Some of us are just dispositionally talkative. You got a problem, I tell you. You got a problem. Learn to listen. Learn to speak with meaning, with purpose. Don't think a lot of words. Verbosity is the solution. No, it does not. It's not the way. The right word at the right time is the way. The word of the season is the way. Not much words, many words. E, if we cannot contact 3 persons every day, at least we can see them once a week. After 3 months, we will have contact each person 12 times. We will see a positive result from this kind of labor. once a week. He didn't say three persons every day. One person once a week, or two persons once a week for each. After 3 months, cumulatively, you would have seen them quite a number of times. Brothers, we should trust the result of that kind of work. That's trustworthy. That's trustworthy. F, we should visit people consistently over a period of time. Consistently is the key word here. Perhaps we would not read The Mystery of Human Life with someone until we have visited them 3 times. By the way, that's why the initial door knocking as a trial didn't work out so well. Too fast. Knock the door open, Mystery of Human Life, call on the Lord, into the bathtub. A lot of them did not remain. A lot of them fake it just to get rid of you. I'm not against door knocking. Don't take me wrong. Don't take me wrong. Neither am I denying the learning and even the glory of those door knocking days. That's not where I am. I'm learning. And Brother Lee himself learned from this. Eventually, he did not promote that kind of door knocking. Rather, he promoted this kind of door knocking. The slower way and the surer way, which requires actually more energy in a consistent basis. We would visit people consistently over a period of time. We read that already. The fast way does not work well. The slow way works successfully if we persevere. Another word, persevere. 2, a proper elder, a top elder, must be a person who practices visiting people regularly. Brothers, elders, I still want to recommend that apart from unbelievers and gospel candidates, you, as part of your responsibility, would regularly contact the saints. Maybe every Lord's Day afternoon, or some of you have flex time or full time during the week. Many saints are home, including the older, senior saints. I tell you, in my experience, the easiest to gain are the senior saints. And the hardest to gain are also the senior saints. Why I say this? From experience. When I visit some senior saints, they are like, they just feel, because they have some learning and experience, they feel incredibly honored. Even this wet behind the ear elder is showing up. They just feel so honored, so uplifted, so cared for. And I tell you, one visit, you've gained a friend. You gain a supporter. Now, I'm not for politics, right? And also, I have the other side. It's hard to gain the seniors because they are so experienced and opinionated. They have a check grading piece of paper in their hand. It takes a long time to gain their trust and their approval. They have to approve you. You don't know how much, when I was young, I was under the vetting process before I was adopted and approved to be an elder. Well, what can I do? Brothers, I cannot say, who cares? I'm appointed, you know? Brother Lee appointed me. Whether you approve me or not, who cares? Well, if you have that attitude, forget it. Forget it. It's not Brother Lee appointed me. It's about whether the saints, how they feel about me. Am I right? Dear saints, Brothers, a lot to learn here. Okay, let me go on. We may feel that we do not know how to perfect people, but we all can go to them. Yeah, you don't know much to do, but you can go there and sit there with them. And just talk, chat, relate. You know, it starts with the dog, you know, or the pot, the plant on the window. It starts there. And you go there, they say, uh-oh, what's the agenda? No agenda. No agenda. You just want to see them and spend a little time with them personally to get to know them. That's all. And then you go, and then they're so surprised. Why did he come? No purpose. He just came. I tell you, that will touch. You have no purpose. You just want to see them and know them. Okay, all right. We should focus our attention to going to see people and letting them see us. See? Letting them see us. This practice will bring in the increase. We speak too much, preach too much, and teach too much with very little visiting. Most people are gained by face-to-face contact, and most are retained and built by such personal contact. I could not make it more plain. Brothers, yet I think we need to reread this again and again. Maybe we should put this as a frameable quote for elders only, you know, that you hang on in front of the refrigerator or something. Speak too much. Preach too much. Teach too much, visit little. Face to face, little. Personal contact, little. D, we all have to see the secret. If we do not pick up the practices of visiting people and talking to them face to face, the mere teaching of the God-ordained way will not work. I think by now most of us know what the God-ordained way is. But how is it working? Is it working? No visitation, it will not work. It's a beautiful theory. I consider this like equal to Einstein's theory of relativity. The general theory of relativity, where everything fits together in an elegant way. The God-ordained way is such a theory. But how does it work, is my question. Is it theory? Or is it a working theory? All depends on visitation contact. When some of us visit people, we talk too much, we try to gain them by gaining their mind. This is wrong. We gain people by what? Please read. By, do you see this? Not by displaying your intellect, the depth of your biblical knowledge. No, that will not gain people. It's by gaining an intimacy with them, by showing intimate concern for them. These are all to be underlined. If we merely teach them to help them understanding, they will not follow us. You know, a lot of our dear, wonderful FTTA trainees, after they come out, they go into the work full-time, and they lose people because they know how to teach. They all came out of FTTA great teachers. The more they teach, the more the people run away from them. And they say, what went wrong? We got the very best. This is the highest thing in the universe, and yet people don't want it. No, they want it. They just don't want you. Right? They don't need that yet. They're not ready for that yet. They want a friend. They want a concerned person. They want someone who cares for their souls. Then in time, they would be open to to what you have. G, but if we visit them and become intimate with them in a proper way, we will gain them for the Lord. Okay, number three, we have to feed the new believers. I'll just read. The first meal we have to feed the new believers with is that our Savior today, see Brother Lee repeating himself, a life-giving spirit, and that we have a regenerated spirit. Actually, these points, eight, are very, very relevant, very, very useful. B, we need to help the new believers realize that the Lord as the Spirit lives in their spirit. They also need to realize that they should always exercise their spirit by prayer to contact the Lord, the Spirit. So the first thing is to be so convicted that they have a regenerated spirit. The second thing is that they can exercise that spirit by prayer to contact the Lord. See, we need to teach the new believers to read two verses of the Bible every morning for morning revival and one chapter before going to bed or when they return home from work. They should not read too many verses of the Bible in the morning. Instead, they should learn to chew and digest two verses. They should also be encouraged to read one chapter of the Bible before going to bed, or they may read the Bible when they return home from work. The new one should be brought into enjoying two verses in the morning for morning watch and one chapter in the evening for being taught by God. For after developing this habit, they may go on to study the Bible. You say, well, you tell them to read the chapter. They don't even understand. They don't even know where Matthew is or John is. That's immaterial. Just build them. I think many of you do. Usually use John. It's a little easier to sort of eat and comprehend. So, but whatever it may be, I mean, if you get a new one, start with Hebrews. I think you are just setting him up for failure. Am I right? Brothers, we all need to just be sensible, right, in these things. So they don't understand it. Don't say, well, study the footnotes. They don't even know footnotes. What footnotes? They never own a Bible. You're too much. You're speaking totally from your perspective. Here is a new one who is ignorant, who doesn't know anything. Start from there. Start from there and build those stairs. Just read. They don't understand. It's okay. It's the Word of God, right? Next time they may have a question. You answer a question in a simple way. Don't bring out the cannons and the missiles and the nuclear bombs. Just bring up a little spoon with a dab of yogurt. That's all you need. You go from there. D, we need to learn to use the telephone to help the new ones keep morning watch. All the elders should keep morning watch and should also practice having morning revival with others on the phone. So not only you have morning revival, you have it with someone else, someone you're caring for, a saint or a new believer. The elders should try to do this with other 6 days a week. We should not do this with the same person throughout the week. Instead, we may have morning watch with six different people on 6 days of the week. This will really help people. This is not legal, all right? It's just an example. Some saints, many saints, they have this telephone morning revival with the same person, the same two or three. Nothing wrong with that. But here is a little bit more than just two or three. This is in the position of care, the position of shepherding. That is the context here. E, we also need to visit the new believers one or two times every week to take care of their spiritual condition. If they are sick or troubled, going to see them will warm up their heart. We should nourish them as a nursing mother caring for their own children. So in Austin, is that right? In Austin, the brothers pick up the burden to Brother Lee's charged to visit every home, you know, every saint. The phone list. So the one of the elders ended up visiting this sister. She opened the door. She was just couldn't believe what she saw. You know the brothers? She said, "No one ever visited me. No one ever visited me." You know, some saints, because of this or that reason, people want to stay away from them. Because they are just unpleasant, you know. But elders, you got a job. You have to visit them. Because no one will. No one will. The saints won't. And if you don't, that's it. How many saints are hanging by a bare thread, by their nails, in the church life? The prophesying meeting does not help them. They're just sitting back there. Come late, go early. Who will visit them? Brother Lee talked about select three persons. Well, in one sense. In another sense, I still propose you go through the phone list, not by selection. Selection, maybe in the sense we feel this person is better for this brother to visit. That's okay. But we complete all the visits. And don't complete it one round and say, we've done it. I'm a top elder now, am I right? It's only once you did. You're an elder for a long time, more than a week or two or a month or 2 months. You need to revisit again. By the second time, you know more their condition, what their needs are. This one has more priority. That one have maybe a little less. This one is fine by themselves for a while, but this one really need more time. So your quality of visitation will improve. So, brothers, I end here a little bit early, but I hope this morning by these three lessons you all got something into you. Not so much this point, that point, but I hope you got the heart, the burden for men. You would also fix yourself to visit, have a habit to visit and contact people face-to-face, one by one. And number three, you would do so with consistency, with regularity, with patience, and with perseverance. I believe, I know, because from experience, the Lord honors this. And this, in the end, will bring in the results. Bring in the real results, you know, for the church.